This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
Is cereal...
Okay.
Soup.
Oh. What?
You will be defending whether or not cereal is soup.
Did this question come from the same people who ask, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
Okay.
They're These affiliates. People are obviously college professors.
So here's how it's going to go.
Hannah, let me ask you a question that most guys ask most women. What is our opinion?
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Whoa.
Hey, thanks for pressing play on the River Morning Show weekly podcast. This week is going to sound a little different, mainly because there wasn't a normal show this week, because it was the River Spring Share-a-thon, which basically is a fancy word for saying it's how the station stays on the air. People like you supporting with businesses as well to keep the station on the air, but in turn, it keeps the show going as well. And the overall goal of the River Morning Show and the River is to show people who Jesus really is. And if you've been impacted by the station at all, would you consider supporting it now? Thanks in advance. You can share your support now at givetotheriver.com.
Hannah, can you grab that, read that top line, please? Thank you.
Snack tips with Josh.
Sizzle, sizzle.
How do you like your eggs?
Yeah, it's good to know. In Poland, a woman entered her neighbor's home and started making breakfast for herself.
Oh.
The homeowners were asleep. When they woke up to the smell and sizzle of eggs, they called the police.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't supposed to be there.
Uh-huh. Did she bring her own eggs?
No, she was using theirs.
Okay.
By the time the cops arrived, however, they had forgiven their neighbor. Here's the reason why. They told the police that she, the intruder, had prepared what they described as a gourmet meal even royalty would love.
I am still not okay with this.
Right. The woman wasn't arrested, and she has agreed to visit more and cook for them.
No.
Yes.
Wait, that's a weird form of house arrest.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Going to their house again.
What's with the ankle thing? It doesn't matter. All right. So the snack tip is this. Lock your doors.
Yeah.
This story ended with happy endings and Eggs Benedict. There is no such guarantee for you.
I'm doing this for you. I'm going to help save your life.
Oh.
Consider the source, run away.
Or at least extend your life, because what I'm about to tell you is going to change the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's
because
a lot
you
about
that. No longer have to make your bed.
Okay.
Just skip it. They're saying if you skip making your bed, it could extend your life.
You're assuming that I already do.
Right. No, I know. Well, I'm talking to the general you. I'm not you. Lord knows.
She's
Lord knows.
Yeah.
You're going to live forever based on this information.
Jesus is like, in my father's house, there are many rooms, but Hannah's is going to be a mess.
And she's not going to get there because of what's happening, or she's not going to get there for a while. Wow.
Okay.
I just suggested something I did not mean to suggest.
Wow,
they said they're saying that if you let your bed breathe,
mm-hmm.
it will actually reduce the amount of dust mites in your bed.
Oh man!
So
the faces Hannah is making.
So
right
if
now.
You so picture this: you've been warm in your bed all night. You get up and you put the blankets back over, and you incubate, and you keep the dust mites. You keep the dust mites happy.
Gross.
And warm.
So
and they're
cozy.
Like, they're like, it's cold in here. Cover me up. And then you do, and they're like, thank you, I'm going to live forever. And then it gets into your body.
Here's the thing,
later.
Though. I'm calling shenanigans, because if you leave your bed where it is after you get out of it, there are still folds and other places where whatever's alive in there is staying alive. So there's... The only way to maintain cleanliness is to wash your sheets every day, and I ain't doing it. I'm just
they
saying, right, I'm not
that's
doing
way too much work. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
They say that you should rotate your mattresses, like spring mattresses, every 3 to 4 months. Memory foam mattresses need an end-to-end rotation.
Okay.
Like spin it like it's a frisbee or something. I don't know. How. And that you should deep clean every 6 months, but not making your bed is step one.
Occasionally, you'll come across a thought or a statement really makes you stop and consider. Maybe even changes your circumstance, even your life, and you want to share that with others. And that's why I've taken to writing these sorts of things down in my journal. I'll eventually give it to my kids, like, so they can kind of see the thoughts of this old man.
I love that you're going to give your children your diary someday. It's a genuinely nice gesture.
It is literally leather. It's got a snap cover.
And look at your nice green, colorful pen.
It's
I love that.
It's a good, solid clicky pen.
Yes, but I love that there's all different shades in there. There's a purple pen.
The foam hearts on the outside.
Just make it so special. And it's okay. We love that you have a diary. We love it.
Are you done? So here's what I came up with. Okay, what I saw. I'm so flustered, right? It's a journal. Anyway, this is something that I saw that really hit me that I want them to know. I want you to know. It says, right now you are tired. For whatever reason, too much of a good thing, too much of a bad thing. Right now, you're tired. Rest assured, God is not.
They are coming for you.
I don't like this.
They are watching and they are waiting for your weakest moment to pounce.
Thanks for the nightmares.
Mm-hmm. I'll be under here if anybody needs me.
So last Saturday, I was innocently going about my day. I got up early, I did my Bible study, then decided, you know what, I'm going to have a productive morning and I'm going to go to the gym.
Look at you!
Like, yes, check.
What's
check,
it
check.
Like at the gym? I've heard good things.
We'll show you someday. But you know who had the audacity to be setting up a table right outside the gym?
Who?
The Girl Scouts.
What a marketing ploy!
Did you fight
crazy.
Them?
Well, I stayed strong. And said, not today.
Right.
Hannah was going to be a fit girl.
Mm-hmm.
Gym. I was doing my best.
It's reckless.
So I do this exhausting workout.
Yeah.
Feeling good about myself. And when I walk back outside, there they are again. Three shivering Girl Scouts.
Oh.
I know.
They should have planned better. Isn't that part of the Scouts?
I don't know. But it's okay because I did it. I got in the car feeling proud of myself. I had the ability to walk past them and say, Not happening.
Stand
Congratulations.
Strong.
Way to go.
Well.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Then they kind of looked at me with their little eyes.
Oh, no.
And then the sun started reflecting off the boxes of cookies.
Right.
And what I can only explain is a walking blackout.
No.
I walked away with not one, not two.
Not two.
But three boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
That's the Hannah we know.
Which ones did you get?
I got the Samoas.
Yeah.
I got the Lemon Ups.
Yep.
And then that was going to be it. And then they were snacking on some s'mores cookies.
Yes, they were.
And I said, I'm snacking too. You got me.
Yeah, there was a time, maybe a year ago, you fished some cash out of your pocket. Because you didn't know what to do with it. You're so digital.
Yeah.
You're so millennial. You're
like, I don't even remember.
What do I do with this note, with this monetary note?
Somewhere along the line, I had received a $20 bill, and I had no idea what to do with it.
At the time, all I saw were visions of Oreos and Doritos in my head. I'm like, hey, I know some friends of yours who do know how to spend that. So you said it was $20, right?
It was 20 bucks.
All right, I have a new idea for what you can do with that $20.
Okay.
Is it still in your pocket, by the way?
I have no idea where that went.
Right. So anyway, there's a brand new idea, and it is Riverfest!
Oh!
Riverfest is coming May 18th, and tickets start at just $20. 20.
All right.
That's it. Because I'm thinking, like, with a large family, let's say. Chad's got three kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you add your nieces and nephews, you have...
Oh, there's five of them.
I was going to say 500, but...
Yeah, that's true.
My wife and I, there are six of us, she and I, with our four kids. That gets expensive if your family wants to do something. So tickets starting at just $20 for Riverfest. It's at Kemba Live, presented by Elevated Integrity Construction, with support from Compassion International. If you haven't heard the lineup yet...
Oh, it's so good.
Corey Asbury.
Yes.
Kane... Blessing Offer, Natalie Lane.
Woo!
It's going to be epic, and tickets are on sale now. Don't miss it. Get them while you can. They start at just $20. RiverRadio.com.
This is Defend Your Case with Judge Hannah.
All right! For the Honorable Judge Adam residing.
Is someone stepping on your throat?
Yes.
Stop that.
Here are the rules of the game. Josh and Chad will be given a random topic by yours truly. I will assign if they are for or against said topic, and then they will have, let's call it 0.03 seconds to come up with a compelling argument for their side.
I object. I'm a deep thinker. I need more time than that.
Can we have a continuance?
This is good practice. Think on your feet.
Here's
today's topic. Ready for this?
Maybe.
Is Cereal.
Okay.
Soup.
What?
You will be defending whether or not cereal is soup.
Did this question come from the same people who ask, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
Okay.
These affiliates. People are obviously college professors.
So here's how it's going to go.
Hannah, let me ask you a question that most guys ask most women. What is our opinion?
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Whoa.
Well said. Josh, you are going to be against it. You do not believe that cereal is soup.
Okay, that's easy.
Chad, you are for cereal being soup.
Okay, that's easy.
And Josh, you get the floor first.
Is cereal soup? Okay, first of all, no, never. Get your forked tongue behind your teeth, you snake. No way. I consider myself to be a food consumption expert.
Sure.
And I believe cereal and soup are two very different things. But don't believe me. Believe the food packaging and categorization experts.
Oh.
Grocery stores have cereal aisles and soup aisles, and they are not near each other. All right? You have soup mixes or condensed soup or ready-to-eat soup. You have none of this with cereal. It's cereal in a box, you add milk, and you're done. And lastly, soup preparation needs instructions. Cereal does not. It's written on our very hearts, just like good and evil. You know what to do with a box of cereal. You might need help with a can of soup. Points? I rest my case.
Good points have been made. Mm-hmm. Chad, you're in for a...
Cereal is not soup!
Quite the climb here.
No!
Well, he said, first of all, forked tongue. You can't eat soup or cereal with a fork. So he's obviously way off, this food expert. But I would like to point out that both soup and cereal are liquid-based.
Mm-hmm.
Typically cereal and milk, but there's other variations of broths and things like that for soup. Ingredients are both in suspension. They're both floating around the bowl, depending on the...
Not if you have grape nuts.
Well, so does a potato, son. So does a potato. They're both served hot or cold, as you pointed out that they're only served it one way. You can have warm oatmeal. You can also microwave a bowl of milk. I don't know why you would do that.
Oatmeal is not cereal. It's oatmeal.
Oh, but it is cereal, son.
That's a whole different debate.
Yes. But the bottom line is they're both eaten in the bowl. They're both ready when you want
it. So is a salad.
Okay.
Ooh. Josh, let him have his moment.
I didn't talk like you were talking.
Let him have his time. Chad, any further thoughts before you rest your case?
No, I rest my case.
All right, this is Defend Your Case with Judge Hannah. Today's debate is cereal soup. Both sides have been presented. And this judge has come to the conclusion that cereal is not.
That's right.
Soup.
That's right.
It felt biased from the start.
That's no. You know what biased. Got the judge was the grocery store categorization.
That's the one. They're not even
won
near
me
each
over.
Other. It's because Big Cereal keeping us out, man.
If you have strong opinions on this, defend your case
like
whether
Kellogg's.
Cereal is in fact soup or not. Call
General
and share 614-479-1049.
Who among us, show of hands if you're driving, just one hand is fine. Who among us believes the world needs to be changed?
Ooh, both hands waved. Yeah. I have both of my feet, too. This is hurting my back.
Most often, we think other people need to change, and that's what's going to change in the world. You know, we can see all the ways that folks got to act and be and do different. But we know this. Real world change happens when it starts inside you. It's a heart condition, so to speak. But for some reason, this hit me. I saw a sign at a self-checkout register. It said, due to dishonesty, this self-checkout is closed.
Hmm.
And then, really?
And in the bottom, it said, sorry to all the honest people, by the way.
Ain't that always the way?
I need to know more, though. Yep.
So people are sneaking stuff out or whatever. And so often, and I'm at the grocery store a bunch, there's one right around the corner. You hear the alarms go off, people just keep walking. Mm-hmm. And there's no security, you know, whatever. So people are just taking stuff. They're being dishonest. It hit me, though, like, now, I'm not a dishonest person at the self-checkout. But how have my actions affected other people today?
Mm.
How have my selfish ambitions trampled somebody else's dreams? How has my me-firstness turned into others' lastness. Mm-hmm. Jesus said it best. This is what we're supposed to do each day. Love the Lord your God mm-hmm. with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. And then love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. And I think if we do that, because Jesus says this sums up everything, all of the commands, it sums it up. If we do that, we are going to see the world change.
After a chaotic morning, realizing you're out of coffee.
What?
Huh? I'm sad already.
Sitting in the coffee drive-thru lane for too long.
Yes.
And then spilling a little of that coffee on your shirt.
Why?
It happens every time you get... Go through the drive-thru lane.
Well, right, because you're so excited to get it. Yes. You're like, I'm going to take this first sip. And
you're finally able to take a second and relax.
Yeah.
And as you do, your mind starts to wander and your thoughts start to drift. And all of a sudden, you're just thinking.
I can see it now.
Every man has a Kermit the Frog impression tucked away. Ask any guy.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog
here. You're just waiting to bust it out.
The River Morning Show, hello.
Kermit. Just thinking. How long can you leave out a glass of water and still drink it? It's not like it goes bad, but it's weird, right?
It is. It goes rancid.
23 days so far.
Oh, gross.
Just thinking. Being a grown-up is tough. But every day, I thank God that I don't have to go to PE and randomly run a mile at noon.
You're not kidding. I mean, you're sweaty the rest of the day.
I'm still sweaty.
Just thinking. Since planet Earth is a dense molten core encased in a layer of solid, isn't it, technically speaking, a pizza pocket?
Yeah. We've never been to the core.
It's the River Morning Show with Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
Maybe you've had an accident, and then maybe you've had a snaccident.
Oh, those are the best kinds.
Those are two different emotions that it elicits when you've had a snaccident. Good news.
Look at what I've done. Everyone, come enjoy this snaccident.
Chris was learning how to use Uber Eats or DoorDash, one of those food delivery apps.
I have never used that.
What?
So, no, I never have.
Oh, goodness. I know my drivers.
Well, Josh has four teenagers in his house, and they just go get food for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. But Chris was learning, and he learned the hard way, that when you see that your DoorDash is expensive, there may be a reason for that. Mm-hmm. I used DoorDash, and I was like, wow, that's a lot of money to deliver this value meal.
Yeah, yes. Service fees are...
I will never feel good about DoorDashing something that is in a combo at a drive-thru.
Yeah.
So Chris is there. He's ordering for him and his wife, and they wanted 10-piece nuggets. They wanted two orders of 10-piece nuggets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the bill was expensive, and he's like, okay, it's probably because it's a new thing, and I'll figure it out.
I'll stimulate the economy.
Yes. So DoorDash or Uber Eats or whoever it is shows up, and they've got their boxes and boxes of food. And instead of ordering two boxes of 10-piece nuggets, he ordered 20 boxes
of
10-piece nuggets. So
and
suddenly...
He thought the delivery service was that expensive?
Yeah. Well, it's his first time. This is his first time at the rodeo.
And he's just like, you know what? When he got a hankering for some nuggets, you get some nuggets. So now him and his wife, they got to split 200 nuggets.
That is a. Did they have enough sauce?
I mean, I would hope so.
That's a very happy snaccident.
It really
I would not
is.
Be mad at that.
It would not be an upsetting snaccident. And 200 nuggets seems like too many nuggets.
Mm-mm.
But as my 7-year-old son would say, it's just enough nuggets.
Kiddo lingo.
The things kiddos come up with are both wildly creative.
Yes.
And at times terrifying.
Yes.
This is a different version of the River Morning Show kiddo lingo. Josh and Chad are going to try to guess a kiddo's made-up creation based on the made-up name the kid gave it.
Yeah, I do very well at this game. It's very easy.
It's a long shot.
It's tough.
You've got to decipher it two times over.
But the names can be somewhat telling.
Right.
Last round, Chad technically won, but there were some thoughts that I would
warrant
disqualification.
Literally one.
We're going to leave that one in the past. So here's round two of Kiddo Lingo Made Up Words Edition. First, what did a kiddo create when they called it the snoozelator?
The snoozelator, that is a drink that helps you sleep. It's not like Gatorade, it's a snoozelator.
Interesting.
Snoozelator, it's a machine you go in when you want to go to sleep.
Technically, chat
closer. Are you serious?
It's a device that instantly puts anyone to sleep.
Good grief.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Your childlike mind, yeah. Your childlike mind is really showing off here, Jack. Next one. The lollipotamus.
Oh, it's a hippopotamus made out of a lollipop.
Wow, that was, yes. It's a creature that's part lollipop, part hippopotamus.
It was very easy. It was the low-hanging candy.
Did I create this just to let Chad win everything?
Well, if you're talking about how does a child think, and then you pit him against me.
Yeah.
I see the error in my ways.
Don't think it's going to win.
Don't ask me about budgets or 401ks, but ask me about a lollipotamus.
Last one. This one will be so difficult.
Uh-huh.
What did a kiddo imagine when they named it a jellyfant?
It was an elephant made out of jelly.
There you go, Josh.
What does it say?
It's a jelly-filled elephant.
A jelly-filled elephant, made out of.
It's. I mean, come on. It says, combining the wobbly joy of jelly with the majestic grace of an elephant.
I just want to know one thing. Chad, are these the things you think about all day, every day?
Yes.
Oof. That math checks out. Now, there are moments when you look up and around you and you realize, well, this is a weird place to hear from God. For me, it's like mowing the yard. Like, that's odd.
Oh, yeah.
But it's usually when I'm by myself and all I can do is just sit and think, because all there is noise and grass clippings everywhere. And we've talked, too, about how God whispers to you. And he mentions in the Bible, he's got the still, small voice. Mm-hmm. And I heard a pastor once say God whispers because he's close. He doesn't have to shout to you because he's right here where you are. So my question is, where did you hear God's whisper? And my son is starting to hear God on the basketball court, strangely enough, because he's starting to shut down the devil's big, loud, nasty voice that tells him terrible, untrue things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to hear the good things that God says. And what I've told him is that God rejoices over you when you play basketball, because he made you to play basketball. You're good at it. He loves watching you. He dances a jig, man. Like, it's, that's God's whisper for him right now as he's growing and learning. Where did you hear God's whisper? Where did he find you? 614-479-1049. Ashley, how about you?
Found out I was pregnant at 21 and found out they were twins. And the dad said that, you know, if you're not going to abort them, then I don't want anything to do with you.
Goodness.
So I was like, okay, I can't do this to them. So I was not in the right scheme of things. I was running around with the wrong people, so I consider my twins my guardian angels, and that's where God found me, because if I wasn't pregnant, I would probably be in jail or dead.
Thank you for sharing that. That's obviously that's heavy, that's life altering on one end, but obviously it turned out the way that God can use any situation as it points us to him. And that's such a beautiful conversion story of how God found you when you needed him the most.
Yes.
Typically, if things are going well, we don't think that we need God.
Right.
Right. And now they are healthy, and today is their 15th birthday.
Oh, come on.
That's
amazing.
Awesome. So great.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
Please tell them that the River Morning Show says happy birthday and that we are so glad they are here.
Thank you so much. You guys have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. If you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg. There's no like major prize. But would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request. But would you like and rate this show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5. Over 4.
And it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel,
yeah,
let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.